Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Hello and welcome to Phoenix FM and Drive with me, Joe Bailey, and my regular Thursday guest after five, Michelle Spencer. Michelle, hello.
Hello.
Again.
Hello, hello.
You were dancing away for Dua Lipa, weren't you, just before then as well?
I love Dua. I love a little bit of dance music. Anything that gets me going. Yeah, that's it.
So come on then, Michelle. We've got a busy one today, haven't we?
We do. So did you watch Wimbledon on the weekend?
Yeah, of course I did, yeah.
Yeah. Did you catch who was in the crowd?
You wasn't, was she?
No. Oh. No.
I was going to say, you didn't say, tell me you had sent the court tickets. You get that
I
one
wish. Oh, Brad Pitt was there, though, wasn't he?
Brad Pitt was. He still looks like he's 20, doesn't he? It's ridiculous.
Exactly. That's, I'm going somewhere with this.
Okay. I think I know where you're going.
So he looks pretty young, doesn't he? So I'm reckoning he does a bit of face yoga, which is what we're going to do today.
Do you reckon? That's tenuous link there. I thought he was going to tell me he created it or something.
No, he didn't. No, face yoga was created like 5,000 years ago. And apparently, so they say, Cleopatra used to do face yoga. But I said, considering she died when she was 39, I don't think she had that many wrinkles to begin with. Okay. Oh. But there are lots of celebrities who do face yoga. So like Gwyneth Paltrow, Madonna, the Kardashians all apparently do face yoga. So it's come back into prominence and stuff. And it's always been a thing, though, like face yoga. And I don't know if we've actually done it or not, but have we done lion's breath?
Yeah. We've done quite a bit. There's 9 episodes now. Calling them episodes, aren't we?
Yeah. We're going to have to look, but we're going to do one again today. Yeah. So I've got some face yoga we're going to practice today. It's a new thing. Not a new thing. It's an old thing.
I thought you said it was 5,000 years old.
It's 5,000 years old, but people are bringing it back around again.
Including Brad Pitt, anyway.
Including Brad Pitt.
Okay.
Tenuous link, I know. I thought it was a good segue, though.
I know. You're so pleased with yourself. And I'm sorry for spoiling
about that one. So we're going to do some face yoga. And like I said, it's a thing that's coming back in. It's becoming a little bit more trendy, a little bit more popular. I think as also with the whole advent of menopause and yoga also being more for middle-aged women, myself included. Mm-hmm. I know I don't look a day over 21, but I'm just kidding. I used to tell my kids I was only 21. And then when they could finally add, they're like, hang on a minute. You married dad when you were 10? So we're going to do a little bit of face yoga today because it is good. And there's things we can do. And I know we become a little bit self-conscious as we get a little bit older with our chins. I know I'm very self-conscious about my chins.
You
but there's
said
things
chins. Not chins. When you looked at me.
Did not look at you. Chin. Oh, my chin chins. And chins. We become conscientious of them and
I've
become conscious.
Mine.
Yeah, have you?
No, I really? Will do now, though, but I should do. I might, yeah. Oh, I don't. Anyway, sorry.
We name our bolsters in yoga class. We've got a Betty and a Barney bolster.
All right.
But that's a whole different, we'll talk about that another time.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we can become self-conscious about our chins, our wrinkles, our face. We've just lost the plot in here.
I'm sorry, Karen. I'll be good now.
But yeah, so face yoga's been around for a while. It's just kind of come back into more prominence. So we're going to do a couple moves today because that's,
great.
Are you ready?
Yeah, okay.
So even apparently Meghan Markle does it. So
really?
I've got that here. Yeah. So
she looks 20.
She's not, though. She's in her 40s.
Is she in her 40s now?
Yeah.
Ah.
Right. So we're going to do the first one I call goldfish.
Okay.
So goldfish, we're going to pucker up the lips.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to move the jaw back and forth. So imagine you're a goldfish.
So you literally like
you're sucking in the lips or sucking in the cheeks.
Like Tweety Pie, if you remember that. Okay. Like a little owl.
And then move the jaw up and down.
Okay.
It's a good thing our viewers and
really
listeners can't
do this
see
when
us.
You're laughing.
That's why we're going to have a video of it. So that's
very attractive.
Goldfish, right?
Mm. Okay.
Next one I've called Baby Birdie. So you know Baby Bird.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Baby piggy was that.
Sorry. Lost it. So, right. So,
is that
you
baby
can edit
piggy?
That out, right?
Okay. We're live,
so you
Michelle.
You know.
Michelle. We're live. It's a live radio station.
Right.
She doesn't
even
know where she is.
I don't.
There we go.
All right. So you know baby birdies, when the mother comes along, gives them the food, right? So that's what we're going to do. So I want you to tilt your head up. I'm just holding onto my headphones.
Okay.
open up the mouth and smile. So you're smiling, mouth open. And again, you're smiling and opening the jaw back and forth.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So imagine the baby, your mother bird's feeding you your worms.
Okay.
There you go. It's all good for the. It's all good for our chins.
Chins. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I see how that works.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Okay, so as far as you can without
tilt it back,
yourself.
We have
no pressure on your head or anything like that.
Just
like, and you can be sitting down. You don't have to stand up. You can be sitting down doing that, as I always am.
Exactly.
And then the last. Do a lot of those, though, to get rid of these chins.
Oh, I know. You're supposed to do it for like 15, 20 minutes a day, apparently.
Every hour I have to do mine.
It's cheaper than plastic surgery.
Goodness me, yeah. You're right. No, but seriously, though, is it known? Is there some proof that it works?
So there's part of it is because it brings the circulation in. It tones the you're working the muscles, right?
Yeah.
You think, really, we don't work these bits unless we're eating, which we're trying to avoid. Or chewing gum. But yeah, so you're toning the neck and the muscles. And then the last one I was going to do with you is lion. And I've been doing this one in my class this week. Mm-hmm. So this one's fun. Mm-hmm. We're going to stick the tongue out and roll the eyes up. And I think before we've done a really big roar, but we're not going to do the roar today. We're just going to take a nice deep breath in. And as you breathe out, stick the tongue out as far as you can. So it reaches the chin and roll the eyes up. So you breathe in, breathe out. And try to do it for about, five seconds.
Yeah.
And then do that a few rounds as well. So.
Yeah. That is really attractive. I'm awfully glad we're videoing this one today. Of all the times you come in, this is the one we're videoing.
The one we video. My snorting and everything.
Snorting, yeah. Not even realising where you are as well. So how many times would you do that though, Michelle?
That one, again, 5-10 times.
Right.
And then, so do each one about 5-10 times, however long you want. And just, again, it's about toning it, bringing blood circulation to the throat. And I think as like radio presenter, if you're using your throat a lot, it's good as well, just the toning of that whole area, right?
That's really good
talking.
But again, with the breathing thing, if you've got an issue where you can't you've got breathing or lung issues or anything like that, just for breathing for as long as you can, even if it's for a second, but as long as you're sort of doing. So just go through that last bit again where you put your eyes right up.
So we roll the eyes up. All right, so we're going to take a nice deep breath in, and then as we breathe out, tongue sticks out, eyes roll up. Ready Lovely.
There was an advert from years ago. It was a beer. I was like, "What's up?" It's kind of that.
Oh yeah,
like that.
What's up? Yeah. Oh,
that feels
that's
like
the 80s.
I know.
It?
Yeah. Oh, I'm so old, Michelle. That's why I need these exercises. But yeah. So that's pretty. So if you do the other one, sort of like just 15 minutes a day, and brilliant.
Yeah, our goldfish.
I can actually feel it.
Goldfish and our baby birdie.
Baby birdie or baby piggy, as we call it now.
Yeah, sorry.
Excellent stuff, yeah. And so this, as we call them, episodes now, I will clip this up and we'll put that on the website over the weekend as well. So and you can catch up there, yes.
Good.
You're getting a lot of hits on our website.
Am I? We want to know what else people want to hear. I've got a few ideas and I've got some stuff planned for the next few weeks. And
brilliant stuff.
Yeah, so, but yeah, if anyone wants to let us know what they want to know about, more about, or if there's anything that we've talked about and they want to know more about it, I'm happy to talk about it.
Yeah, because we can go over it again if someone wishes.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you've got a request as well for today.
Oh, you know me. Going back, another person who's aging well, I think. Well, I think they aged well. Yeah. You're like, meh. Yeah. The Goss brothers. So Bross.
The Goss, did you say?
Yeah, they're Goss, aren't they? Luke and Matt Goss.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's why they're called Bross. Oh, my goodness. Where was I in the 80s? Oh, I was doing the exercises. What's that? Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome.
See you next week.
See you next week. Bye.